Okay, there we go, everyone. Good morning. Very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, it's probably worth just stepping back a little bit and suggesting we're in the final countdown, really, towards the US election. We've got a bit of hesitation, I guess, across the equity markets. There's not much going on across the bond markets to any massive degree. Bit of hesitation around the dollar as well. Now, what we do have coming down the tracks are corporate earnings, which will have a huge impact on these markets. We're looking for very specific corporate earnings, perhaps around Magnificent Seven. And just to see if the broad conditions for this quarter, or should I say for Q3, is significantly better, in line, or worse than the previous quarter. And that would be hugely significant for these markets as well moving forward. So we've got these corporate earnings to consider. We've also got this US election, and it very well may be a tentative period of time. So again, unfortunately, we just need to build that into our approach in terms of, focusing on, being sure about what we're trading, the direction which we're looking to trade these markets. And looking at issues around effective risk management, which would be your stop losses, the amount of capital you're committing to the trade, and things like trade frequency, how many trades are you actually in. We can all look at that during this particular period coming up. So by all means, pull the trigger if you have the foundations for those trades. Perhaps look at trade size, maybe take slightly less risk on the trade. We've been in this little phase for a little while, and we will come out of this sort of market dynamic. There's quite a few incoherent aspects to these markets in certain ways. So it's once we get a full sort of understanding about these market dynamics and capital flows, will we be able to sort of adopt more of a kind of a normal approach to markets, perhaps, if that's the right phrase. Okay, so let's get into it then. Monday, the 21st of December. Hope you're all keeping well. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Please see our risk warning currently up on screen. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Okay, all profitable traders need to consider then what markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? Of course, trade management as well. Along with trade psychology, all very important features. There's a lot of education on each of these elements. In your members area. And just to let you know, we discuss these considerations every day in our live trade rooms in a kind of a more of a practical dynamic. And we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, consistent with our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and willing to be as patient as we need to be, depending on the opportunity. Okay, so let's have a look at market moving news, not just for the day, but for the week. So today, Monday the 21st, there's nothing of any major interest. We've had these loan prime rates come down again, with the Chinese government trying to or central bank, should I say, trying to be a bit more accommodative with the struggles that they're having, the big dip they've had in their equity market, and the stimulation package that's been put in place. We're now seeing improvements in the loan of terms, prime loan prime rate, should I say, is coming down, just to be a bit more accommodative. Now, Tuesday the 22nd, which is tomorrow, we'll be hearing from Governor Bailey at the Bank of England, a few other central bankers as well, Christine Lagarde's in there. So be mindful of that. A few speakers as well on Wednesday. Now we get a decision from the BOC. Now they're currently at 4.25 and they're expecting, or the markets are certainly expecting, a 50 basis point rate cut. So it starts to build in this interest rate differential narrative, which we've been talking about a little bit, with a Fed that's a little bit more on the slow meandering side of the equation, whereas other central banks are a little bit more aggressive in cutting. And I appreciate we've just had a 50 basis point rate cut from the US, but with the election, we're very likely to be cutting rates. There is aspects of inflation that are just ticking away in the background. Even though inflation is coming back to target, it's not so much on the, it's more on the headline rates coming back to target. Like we see the UK last week, the numbers actually come back to 1.7. So that's below target now. And headline inflation does seem to be coming down. It's more the services inflation that seems to be a little bit more on the sticky side. So the Fed and other central banks need to see that come down as well. And as long as that's the case, we're probably in the right area, it seems. So 50 basis point rate cut from the BOC. Again, we'll be hearing from Governor Bailey on Wednesday. And then Thursday, series of manufacturing and services PMI numbers. So what we've been experiencing so far is relatively positive or perhaps improving flash services PMI numbers. Above 50 represents expansion, below 50 represents contraction. Now, it does seem to be the manufacturing side of the dynamic that's has been struggling for the last 2 years, and it looks like it's continuing to struggle across most economies, certainly most economies across Europe. And the UK is looking a bit more positive and constructive at 51. And then in the US as well, services is performing really well. We're seeing that growth. And again, we're seeing inflation on the service side remain a little bit sticky. But again, there's issues on the manufacturing side for the US economy. And you can see that this has been the dynamic now for quite some time. So looking at this up on screen, we've broadly been in a bit of negative dynamic now since the end of 2022. We were bouncing out of it a little bit at the beginning part of the year, first half of the year, but now these things have turned a little bit more negative yet again. Okay, I just see we just got cut off there briefly, guys. Apologies. Okay, so we're back to sort of a negative market dynamic for manufacturing on Thursday. And then on Friday, we've got core retail sales for the Canadian economy off the back of a dynamic where the Bank of Canada are very likely to cut 50 basis points. So we'll be looking very carefully for the interest rate differential with these central banks. That'll be something that'll be worth looking at. So if we just look at the major markets that we keep our eyes on, we've got the US indices, and you can see you got a near-term view of the S&P 500 up at all-time highs. Not making that much progress over the last Okay. Over the last 5 days, the bias is still very much to the upside. We're just not making that much progress. Although we do have certainly higher lows as this price is pushing higher. The NASDAQ, you can see we're a little bit off the all-time highs. We're not quite in the same boat as the S&P 500. If I just zoom out of this just to get a comparative view, you'll see we've been on a bit of another euphoric explosive rally yet again, which is pretty impressive in its own right. And looking at the pound as well, we can have a quick look at the dollar just at the bottom. We'll come on to commodities in just a second. Our bias is still to the downside for markets like the pound dollar. We still think there is a dynamic where the US dollar has every potential to strengthen. We've been on a bit of a rally over the last 3 or 4 weeks, and we just think that rally is very much likely to continue. So we're sticking with our dollar trades. Dollar CAD is rallying as well. This is that interest rate differential trade, except we've seen a much bigger move in markets like the dollar CAD than we've seen comparatively against other currencies. So we're seeing a rally in favor of the dollar yet again. Again, 3 or 4 days of last week, once we started to get into that dollar trade, didn't really perform that well. But our expectation is that we still want to be looking at the dollar. And the New Zealand dollar as well looks like we're pretty close to breaking out to the downside. So dollar trade is in full swing. The yen trade, not really. I mean, we'd actually be looking for the yen to weaken. We're actually in the dollar yen sitting around our entry price from last week. So we've made a bit of progress on Thursday. We retraced that progress on Friday, and now we're looking to see if we can get a bit of a rally again in the dollar yen. So other yen pairs, our bias would be to the upside in these markets like the pound yen, but the price action has been really, really horrible and really choppy for quite some time. So crude oil, so our bias, in fact, we were just a few pips away from taking profit on this trade. We got into a nice trade. There's a nice 2-to-1 winner there, and our bias, I mean, it can shift pretty quickly, but our bias is still very much to the downside for crude oil. So we'll have a look at that in just a second, see if we need to mitigate risk or not. If we're able to break these lows, we obviously book in profit, and our expectation would be for further downside. So we're just having a bit of a pause at these lows. So gold is the market that just keeps on rallying to new highs. We're rallying again today. We were looking to sort of buy this around the 2500. Is it 2500? No, it was less. It was lower than that, wasn't it? We were looking to sort of get into these markets. Yeah, it was around the 2535, and 2535, and when we see these markets rally to all-time highs, now there's a slightly unique market dynamic, really, to be fair, in these current conditions with risk on and risk off both rallying. We've got equity markets rallying, we've got bond yields rallying, we've got gold rallying, we've also for now got the dollar rallying as well. So everything's rallying at the same time. So you've got this risk on dynamic and this risk off dynamic playing out at the same time. And you know, what we're looking to try to trade is a bit of a pullback. So if markets pull back into support levels, we can pull the trigger. It's been on a bit of a march, as you can see, and you've really got the decision as to whether you buy the all-time high or not. You then have issues with stop-loss placements and things like that, and sometimes the size of the trade might not stack up to any great, so not as easy as it looks to trade, even though it's continuing to make new all-time highs. Last 4 or 5 days, the bias is probably to the upside. We are questioning when this. You often get market softening going into a US election in terms of the final countdown, the last week or two. And it's just because the reality of that event starts to hit home, and traders and investors, you can imagine those with big funds, you know, they might be a bit unclear about which direction the US economy is going to go. Is it going to be more Trump tariff, tax cuts, expanding their balance sheet, increasing debt? Are we going to go down that road? Or are we going to go down the sort of similar narrative to where we're currently at with Kamala Harris? There's a few questions, and the impact that all these things can have on inflation could be quite significant, and not to be misunderstood. You know, if we start seeing inflation tick higher, that's not a good narrative really for central banks. But for now, we can look at these markets and we could perhaps see if there will be an opportunity for a bit of short-term weakness. But again, you can see these markets at all-time highs. Very impressive rally. The Nikkei, not really enjoying the Nikkei to any great extent. Same situation for the CAC, the French stock market, not performing particularly well. If we get a bit of weakness across the indices, very likely to see that weakness play out in the European markets as well. Very much been driven by those US indice dynamics. So where does that leave us in terms of our trade plan? Friday, we were just looking to really build. We got kind of this mixed risk on, risk off market dynamic. It's kind of feeding into both narratives, really, to be fair. And further dollar strength. And that's really where we're at still. But also at the same time, kind of wanting to keep all options open just in case we get an opportunity in markets like the S&P 500, or we get a bit of weakness coming through, or perhaps if we look at corporate earnings again, we'll start looking at the calendar, see what's coming out, see what does that mean for certain market indices. We're looking for the Magnificent Seven really to see if that AI narrative is going to prevail, or whether not the wheels will come off, but maybe there's a bit of rotation, there's a bit of sensible rotation there. So we absolutely have mixed market conditions, which just means we just want to taper our exposure, not go chasing losses or doing anything along those sorts of lines. So further dollar strength is pretty much where we're at. We want to keep the indice trade or potential weakness in the indices. We want to see how that trade plays out. Gold's at all-time highs. We're in crude oil to the downside. We had a bit of a spike on Friday, which probably should have hit our take profit, but just was a couple of pips away. So we're still in that trade. Let's see if we get down to those levels again. Now, the yen, don't really like the yen setup in the minute. We're already in a dollar yen. So really, we're kind of left with the dollar. Now, there might be opportunities to start selling the euro dollar, for example. We would probably like to take that. So look, let's look for further dollar strength. And keeping options open again is not a bad focus, really. It just means we're not getting emotionally attached to any particular narrative or dynamic. We're building a bit of a profile for the dollar, looking at these bullish bond yields kind of lend itself to that dollar strength trade for now. We're seeing the technicals start to fall in line as well. So hopefully we'll make some progress in that dollar strength trade. But we will keep an eye on these corporate earnings as they unfold over the course of the week, which could be game changers. Okay, so please see, in terms of narrative, we're in this risk on and risk off dynamic, if you like. We've got risk on. We've got indices rallying. On the risk off side, we've got the dollar rallying, bond yields rallying, and you've got gold rallying to the upside, commodities like crude oil and energy rolling over to the downside. So you've got a something for everyone in the audience, maybe. Doesn't create a clear cut market dynamic, but kind of is what it is. Okay, please see our if you do have any questions, feel free to post them. On that note, listen guys, we'll let you go. We'll switch rooms now to our European live trading mentorship room. So if you want to join us for that, you're very, very welcome. See how we there might be some opportunities in markets like euro dollar, which we can try to get involved in. So look, on that note, if you are interested in learning how to trade, do feel free to go to our website, thelivetradingroom.com, and feel free to connect with us there through our website. All right then, guys, on that note, listen, take care of yourselves. We're switch rooms now, so if you want to join us very shortly, you're very welcome to do so, and we'll see you then. Thanks so much, guys. My pleasure as always. Take care. Bye for now.